Welcome. Yes, you, the individual. Three things to know: strengthening public relations,
producing environment no one mistreated, white and black. For this to happen,
listen. Call 8 p.m. Mountain Time, Fridays. JusticeRadioStation.com. One word, JusticeRadioStation.com.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Mic check, checking the mic. Sweet. Yes. I'm here now. This is JusticeRadioStation.com. Peace and love to everyone. Thanks kindly for listening. Scotty Reed, peace to you and yours. Thanks for the opportunity. I will persist until I succeed. Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Purpose of Justice Radio Station is to present material which can be used as a start for a complete code for constructive thought, speech, action, which when promoted by an effective number of individuals will result in a collective solidarity effort creating pleasantness all around. So amen. Zero out. Clear your register. I'm called Martin, otherwise known as Justice, meaning no one mistreated, white and black. Providing experience, evidence for creating a system where no one is mistreated, white and black. A system of justice would be better than what we have. Gnosis, no self. So we want to use words and definition of words to reveal truth, produce correctness, peace, justice. And we also are looking at the only thing to unite everyone is absolute truth. The source. You might say, well, I don't believe in absolutes. But your body is perishing right this minute. That's absolute. Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. So orientation, our first word, orientation, is determination of relative position of something or someone, especially oneself, the child's surroundings provide clues to help in orientation. You know, we're all somebody's child. What do you perceive? What do you see? I'm perceiving the stereotype, the bias, the prejudice, the intolerance, the racism. I'm looking at, I'm born on a planet, it appears, spinning in space. All I have to determine things is my emotions, my senses. Immature, mature. But everything else was in place when I got here. So then now, as somebody who has participated and been a victim myself in it, I now want to use my understanding to produce a system of justice where no one is mistreated, and who needs the most constructive help receive it. So we put together this podcast point idea, concept, give an outline, a background of where we're coming from in relationship to how can we escape this? Can we escape it? I know we have to replace it after examining the idea of democracy. I found justice is missing. I realized that my consciousness has been falsified. So in order to liberate myself, I have to first mentally liberate my mind. My mind. What is the mind? The mind is the cause of bondage and release. The mind is that which judges the various experiences we face at every moment in the world, created out of a combination of dense and subtle energy and various states of consciousness. It is necessary to have an instrument that will discern and discriminate between good and evil, hot and cold, here and there. Since it appears the human thinks in this dual, in order to carry out the affairs of life, this process of discrimination is what causes the appearance of distinct and different objects and situations. Therefore, the process of discrimination is a dualizing process where out of the one reality energy there seems to be many realities. From this standpoint of apparent duality, the idea arises that we are separate thinking individuals, and we are also separate from the universe. In this state of ignorance, we interact with the world and each other. So, how is this? Why is this? So, we're looking at the outline of Amos Wilson was looking at our consciousness has been falsified. After giving a thought about what is consciousness, our very tastes, our likes, somehow is looking at the individuals that we're seeing all around us. He used the term the African or the black man, but I'm looking at things in another way. We're all been mentally, we all need mental liberation. We all been falsified, our consciousness that is, our ideas, our values. So we came up with the idea, three basic things one need to know, do. No, do. Get it? Because knowing is doing. But we came to find out, how can you really do the correct things if you don't really understand who you are? Who am I that I, everyone, refer to as? So one of the things I realize is there is a lack of understanding of existence, non-existence, lack of understanding of source, cause. What's this undifferentiated energy matter that is all around, in and out of objects? Energy held together by just consciousness itself. So we're looking at self and not self as working out to define this idea of existence and non-existence. Who's this not self? Looking at it, the body, the human, this persona, the person, the me. And so the only real is the I, before we put all the attachment to it. Strip yourself back. What really is left but that I? Am I that? Man, know thyself, to thyself be true. Who is the self? So that's one of the things we want to explore. And we're saying the social system has tampered with our identity. That's why we need mental liberation. We're saying fantasies and myths are absorbed during the innocence of childhood, during the innocence of childhood, so that they become second nature by adulthood. By the time one reaches puberty, countless myths and traditions resides in the psyche, whether we agree with them or not. Individuals are conditioned to wear costume during October, eat turkey in November, and overspend every December. Every spring, individuals are provided with images of white Easter bunnies laying colored eggs, even though rabbits do not lay eggs of any color. Like clockwise, children are routinely indoctrinated with stories of jolly Santa Claus, midnight tooth fairies, magical leprechauns, happy elves, flying reindeer, red devils, and dark boogeymen. Though it is difficult to pinpoint exactly how, where, and when these ideas are learned, it is not difficult to see how well they are learned. Get it? This learning process is called socialization. It occurs whether people are aware of it or not. Through this process, individuals are automatically conditioned to share certain beliefs and participate in various types of behavior. This process is subtle, calculated, subliminal, and deliberate. Most of all, it is very effective. Would you agree? The same process conditions people to tolerate and accept all the divisions that actually exist in the society. No true public relations where we can produce a system where no one is mistreated, white and black. Endless words, phrases, images, symbols are constantly interjected into our brains for further reference and response. Think about it. All the fantasies and myths about God, the devil, good, evil, white, black cats are evil, all these superstitions. Some of them we don't even know when we learned them. But aren't they learned well? We're saying we have a metaphysical, a mental physical, a metaphysical, a mental physical, changing our views and our values. You can still see how we're going to be trapped in this socialization process. Just like a rat and a dog condition might seem like you're learning, right? But you're being controlled. And then this is how it affects the human. This human to think it exists because it thinks. But ask yourself, do you exist because you think? Or do you exist that you may think? So look at how the human thinks. Remember, it's dual in its approach. Cause, effect, life, death, good, evil, time, space, future, here, there, external, internal. It's lacking, so it thinks it needs a savior from outside of itself, from outside of itself. That's why it could be tricked, bamboozled. So understand how this human works. We need to use both sides of the hemisphere of our brain. Right brain functions, art awareness, creativity, imagination, intuition, insight, holistic thought, music awareness, 3D form, left hand control, left brain function, analytical thought, logic, language, reasoning, science and math, writing, numbers skills, right hand control. They need to be united and work as one to obtain mental liberation, mental health. So we're saying then, in summing up this podcast point, we're saying we need to apply this as a form of a code for thought, speech and action, using correct speech, using words to reveal truth, to produce correctness, balance between individuals, justice, meaning no one mistreated, white and black. So again, which when enough individuals, which when enough individuals commit themselves, commit their person to be true, live just. What you say is what you do. Check your eating, check your sleeping, check your sexing. Use your time and energy for productive and constructive purposes in all areas of people activity in society. Check out Neely Fuller Jr., producejustice.com. producejustice.com. Insight how we can unite independently around this idea of a code. I'm looking at it for mental liberation, which is something that has to be preceded for us to find this peace that we're talking about. We're saying it is important that we get to the metaphysical of liberation before the real activity of liberation can take place. And this takes a bit of self-knowledge, looking deep into ourself, our eyes, facing the truth, no matter how painful. You see, it is a political necessity to keep all individuals maladjusted in order for society to exist as it is. So remember, before the real activity of liberation, revolution, which just means change, before the real activity of change take place, one must know guiding concepts, values, goals, psychological, philosophical, ideological, and other important factors that contribute to what one is trying to accomplish in the world itself. Genuine revolution, liberation, genuine change must be preceded by metaphysical change, mental physical, get it? Change in values, perceptions, what is seen as goals for life and reason for living. Why do we think and act the way we do? Justice radio station, social issues app. Three basic things one need to know. Lack of understanding. Reverse the lack of understanding for the reason for living. Lack of understanding of existence, non-existence, the socialization process, how it affects the individual, and what is needed for mental liberation, genuine change, that we can produce a system where no one is mistreated, white and black. Tune in Fridays, Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Call in. Answer the question. Can the democracy we all set our alarm clock to every morning produce the justice where no one is mistreated, white and black? See you later.
Welcome. Yes, you, the individual. Three things to know: strengthening public relations,
producing environment no one mistreated, white and black. For this to happen,
listen, call 8 p.m. Mountain Time, Fridays, justiceradiostation.com. One word, justiceradiostation.com.